This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You remember those kids that were great at every sport they played?
Yeah.
Quarterback in the fall, point guard in the winter, shortstop in the summer. We got a guy like that coming in town. And those people, they're competitive.
Yeah.
They want to play.
Well, they can do everything.
Well, yeah, but I mean, look, they want to go out there and compete.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it is very possible that this man is passing on hundreds of thousands of dollars just for the opportunity to play.
So he could go get this money. He wants to do this instead.
He has had this money.
Why is he doing this? Doesn't make any sense.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Casey Rogers is a Syracuse native.
Okay.
And this past summer, he spent right here with us in Rochester as a member of the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
And he has a very interesting story.
Right.
So out of high school in Syracuse, he committed to Syracuse University to play lacrosse. And for those who are unaware, Syracuse is a powerhouse lacrosse school.
Yep.
Like the best players in the country.
You had to be pretty good
exactly.
to get that offer.
But at the last minute, he decided maybe football was a better move for him. So he spent a year at a prep school, played football there, ended up getting a scholarship to Nebraska.
That's a big college program, buddy.
And then for his senior year, he transferred to Oregon. So he played football at Nebraska and Oregon. And it went well enough although he went undrafted, he signed as an undrafted free agent with the New York Giants. He made the practice squad out of training camp, and he actually, last season, played in a few NFL games with the Giants in December.
All right, so he got a little taste.
You got it. So, they released him at the end of the season. He signed with the Bills in May, and he was in camp with the Bills on that team until final roster cuts. That's when Casey here decided to make a change. He signed with the Philadelphia Wings of Major League Lacrosse to play lacrosse once again.
Right.
And the reason he is in the news here, he recently signed with the Rochester Nighthawks. So Casey,
he's rich.
As long as everything goes well, will be playing lacrosse at the Blue Cross Arena this winter.
And this is his gig, basically.
He will be a professional lacrosse player.
So no more football. Sports.
Football, well, you can't play
I would
both.
Assume, yeah.
Right. All right.
So here's where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
Now, Tommy, it's not out of the question based on the fact that he was on the Giants practice squad this past year, played in NFL games, was in a training camp this year, that if he wanted to, he could keep pursuing his NFL dream.
Yeah.
Around on a practice squad, at least.
Yes, yeah. Continue to play on practice squad.
Which pays, you said. I mean, you make good money.
You want to know what it pays? The annual NFL practice squad minimum salary is $234,000 a year.
So how long would he have to be a Nighthawk to make that kind of money? Would he have to play like 80 seasons?
The most you can make
playing
in the MLL, Major League Lacrosse, is $42,000 a year, and that is reserved for like
the top guy, Gordie Howe of lacrosse.
Most players make between $10,000 and $30,000 a year. Rookies usually make close to $10,000.
So you have a job. You have a full-time job and you're a lacrosse player.
Bro, there are part-time gigs that pay better, like DoorDash, that can pay better than being a rookie in Major League Lacrosse.
So why? So he's just working his way down to nothing.
Okay.
Because you're saying, like, do you think he could make another practice squad, you think?
I mean, it's not out of the question. Yeah, I mean, he's made two.
Why wouldn't you do that?
So here's why.
I mean, because this will be there for you.
Here's why. And the phone number is 252-WCMF.
Oh, the ladies.
No. 252-9263. Signing an NFL practice squad, maybe you get an opportunity if someone gets hurt to try and make a career for yourself if things go well.
You get a taste.
But the overwhelming majority of the time, you are busting your ass, you're in the weight room, you're practicing every single day, and that's all you're doing.
Yeah.
You're just going to practice.
Committed. Yeah.
Here playing for the Nighthawks, in theory, he will be able to actually go out and play a sport that he loves in front of people and compete.
You could go out there and get a legitimate concussion. I mean, why would you? This makes no sense to me. Because, like, yes, you're going to play lacrosse in front of, you know, how many people they draw these
days.
Well,
if you're in Buffalo a lot, like more than the Sabres.
15,000, 18,000.
Yeah, that's Buffalo. But yeah. The rest of the league, not so much. Nah. Some of these games might be playing in gymnasiums.
But you still get to play. They all play at a Blue Cross arena.
Yeah,
or
the
bigger.
Indoor ones.
Why? I'm telling you. Why are you J-O-ing? I'm telling you right now.
No, I'm just out of niche.
Okay. Look, man.
I mean, this seems like not a good move.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263, because I think this is harder than you believe it is to make this decision. And I get it, Tommy.
No, the money isn't.
You have never played a moment of competitive sports in your life.
You've never been competitive.
Ever. Ever.
Never been competitive.
No, like, it is mind-blowing.
You're not a man. You're like a little girl man.
I'm just saying things that you have said.
NLL, I'm sorry. National
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's NLL.
ML, whatever. You know what the Nighthawks are!
Oh, yeah, it's a minivan. It's a compact. It's an SUV.
No, nobody said NLL, and then I was like, MLL. I said SUV. Minivan, huh? Pretty amazing. Look at that. I mean, look.
You're not competitive.
You're the only person I've ever met that has never played a moment of competitive sports.
Bro, I'm the puniest person you've ever met.
Bro, even those guys played T-ball for an hour.
Oh, I did T-ball. They're not, like, competitive.
Yeah, but you were 34 years old.
Yeah, well, you know. I was on the practice squad.
If you have a competitive fire in you and playing an NFL practice squad.
But that's got to burn out, man.
I don't know, man. You're forced on an NFL practice squad to watch other guys get out there and do their thing on Sundays while you're in street clothes. That has to be hard.
But how about you get to work out in the best equipment in the country, right?
Okay, yeah.
Trainers, all that stuff. By the way, you could still be learning the game.
But that's all
you're going to be grinding it out as a lacrosse player, and it's going to be short-lived, and then what? Nothing.
But you got to play.
And by the way, if there was two guys sitting here, and they go, yeah, back in the day, man, you know, I got a taste in the NFL, played a little bit, knocked around, you'd be impressed with that.
I would, yeah.
If it's the same guy sitting here, yeah, I was doing lacrosse.
Oh, no, I'd be impressed by an NFL player.
Any professional sport, you still made it to the top level.
The top level of a low level.
No, I'll give you an example.
You still have people cheering for you in arenas across America.
That's like saying you're the biggest midget.
I'll give you an example, which, by the way, don't you have that title?
No, believe it or not, I didn't get it.
I went to high school with a kid, Donnie Moss, really nice kid.
Wait, you know the Moss man?
He played...
The Monster Moss.
He played...
He did the Moss.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
You didn't tell me you knew the Moss.
He played outdoor in that big outdoor league that was once owned by Body by Jake, and he played for the Nighthawks for a little while here. He's the best athlete I've ever seen with my bare eye. Like I've played with guys who
with
played
my bare with, eye. With
eyewitness. I've skated with guys who ended up playing in the NHL. I played football with guys that had a cup of coffee in the NFL just randomly, right? This kid was the best athlete I've ever seen in my life. So, yes, I would be impressed that you had to be that athletic, too. And he wasn't even, like, a star in this league. You know what I mean? That's not a knock on Donnie. I'm saying, like, that is – you have to be good at this.
But he met Body by Jake.
No, he was after. He didn't even get to be
he didn't meet him? Because that's the only thing I would ask him.
Nobody
knows even got that.
Nobody – actually, you know what? I don't know. I haven't seen Donnie in years. If I see him – Donnie, shoot me a text. Did you meet Body by Jake if you're listening?
My Moss man.
252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about this guy. He was here in Rochester over the summer. His name is Casey Rogers. He's from Syracuse. Out of high school as a lacrosse player, he committed to play lacrosse at Syracuse University. But last minute, he decided to go to a prep school, try and play football. He got a scholarship to Nebraska, transferred to Oregon, signed after his college career was over as a free agent with the Giants, made their practice squad, played in a few games. That season, this past season, signed with the Bills, was cut at final roster cuts. He then decided to switch gears. He is signed with the Rochester Nighthawks. And it's possible he could still be making money on NFL practice squads, which pay, if you make it the season, $234,000 minimum.
Yeah.
The maximum salary in National Lacrosse League,
his squat.
$42,000. He's probably making closer to like $10,000 to $15,000.
So you're well below the poverty line.
Yes.
Which means you need an actual job.
Well, a lot of these guys play in both leagues. All right, tell you what. We're running our mouths here. We don't
know a lot about anything.
I will admit I am naive to the world of lacrosse other than marveling at Donnie Moss.
His beautiful body.
I mean, he had a hell of a body.
Oh, that's what I hear.
I know. I don't even think he lives in town anymore. People are texting him right
now.
Pat Duffy said you got a nice ass, which he did. Great ass on the kid.
You just brought up the ass.
Well, no, you said body. It's part of his body. Bro, you don't play National Lacrosse League without having a great ass.
That's how you can.
I'm telling you, man, you go out and watch any.
Good Clippers on a young boy.
They're having great Clipper night at the Nighthawks games this year.
Oh, you're hosting?
I would be honored to host Clipper night at the lacrosse game.
Let's bring the boys out now.
A man with a dynamite Clipper because he played for the Nighthawks. Taylor's on CMF. Hey, Taylor, how are you, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
How's that Clipper?
Good, good. It's doing all right.
All right, good, good, good to hear. You know. All right, good. what do you got, buddy?
Donnie Moss actually coached me at RIT.
Okay.
And now I play for the Rochester Nighthawks.
Okay.
Yeah, so the league's designed so that you can basically have a second job and also work and do this kind of on the weekends.
But you would have to have
a lot of guys don't make
a
livable wage.
Okay.
And then most of us work second jobs, but there are guys in the league that make over $100,000 a year.
All right, so let me ask
the owners.
Guy. Hey?
Taylor, let me ask you this question in all sincerity. So, I mean, this guy, he's going to be your teammate. I don't know if you know this guy, if you've met this guy, Casey here. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, he has the opportunity potentially to continue to make $250,000 a year watching other guys play while he practices. Do you understand him giving up that money to play, or do you think this is insane?
I'm assuming that he would take the NFL deal if he could.
Okay.
Yeah, but then he doesn't get to be bodied by Jake. That's no good.
All right, so Taylor, you're telling me if you had the opportunity to make $250,000 a year practicing and not playing, you would take that over being able to play the sport that you love in lacrosse for what you're making now?
Yeah, I mean,
you want to eat.
I think he probably loves football just as much as he loves lacrosse.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
It must be nice to be good at both.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, Taylor, thanks for the inside info. And by the way, I didn't get a good look at this guy while he was at Bills camp because, you know, Kimmy, he wasn't the guy that people anticipated. When you get a chance, if you get a look at his clip or call us back, let us know.
I'll let you know. I'll give you a rating out of 10. All right,
Taylor, thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, so Taylor's.
Taylor.
I know, I feel bad. Nice kid, right? Go see Taylor, the Rochester Nighthawks, down at the Blue Cross Arena.
Yeah, I think I was just reading about it. The way like they design the games is that so you can work another job and still be able to play and travel.
That's
got to
be fun. You're exhausted from a game.
It sounds like a lot of people work for the team too, so they may be getting
what?
A salary, like, I don't know, sales or something.
There are also guys and gals who like do this.
Yeah.
Like it's like folks who play minor league hockey who they'll coach, like private coaching or like have like teams
that
they'll
giving
coach
lessons
for.
Stuff like that.
All right, so here's the thing. Casey here from Syracuse, who is now a member of the Rochester Nighthawks, is not the first guy to do something like this. So when it comes to lacrosse, former Buffalo Bill Chris Hogan, you remember him?
Yeah.
7-11. He left the NFL to go play outdoor professional lacrosse, the Body by Jake League.
Mm.
Now, that story's a little bit different. He played in the league for 9 years before he did it.
Won made a Super Bowl.
Yes, couple, actually. Yeah, yeah. But there may still have been NFL money left to make, and he loved lacrosse so much, he wanted to go do this. Do you guys remember Jeremy Bloom?
No.
Kimmy, you remember Jeremy Bloom?
That name does not ring a bell.
So in the early 2000s, he was a wide receiver and kick returner for the University of Colorado. It was believed he would be a second to fourth round pick when his college career was over.
Mm.
He also was an Olympic level skier.
Oh.
And at that time in the NCAA, college athletes could not take money for sports, which he had to do to ski.
Yeah. Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he needed
sponsorship
money.
Yeah.
He left Colorado to pursue skiing. And even in doing that, he was still drafted a few years later, had a 3-year like practice squad career with the Eagles.
Yeah.
But he chose skiing over a potential NFL career.
Did he make it to the Olympics?
I don't know.
Oh,
you want to Google
it? What was it? What Bloom?
Jeremy Bloom. And look, there are more, but you get the point that I'm making. There are guys who have done this before.
Yeah, but just since I guess I just look at the dollar amount.
Okay.
And like, what, you know, 1 year of doing this, or I could kill myself over here training to ski, doing this. I could hit a tree. You know.
No, I get it. I get it.
And there's no roar of a crowd when you're skiing. You know what I mean? Like,
very quick.
Yeah. Tree.
Never hear me.
Cliff.
So he was a 2-time Olympian, 10-time World Cup gold medalist. He was inducted into the National Ski Hall of Fame in 2013.
So he made the right decision. I do wonder, though.
Well, did he? I mean, if he would have pursued an NFL career for 4 or 5 years, he'd be vastly more wealthy than this guy.
I mean, what do skiers
maybe
make?
Maybe he got some nice sponsorship money.
But even with that, let's say he made far less money skiing. I mean, he's an icon. You know, I mean, 2-time Olympian.
In that world,
I mean, in that world.
I can't even name you a skier. Like
Lindsey Vonn.
And that's because she's hot.
She's so hot.
Well, if she was coming down Fugly Mountain, nobody'd care.
Isn't that what they named your mother's breast? Fugly Mountains.
Yeah, but you got done with them.
Yeah. A Fugly. Those things are real good. You know what the worst part is, Kimmy?
What?
She got thrown out of Clipper Night at the Nighthawks game.
I love how we go. I just want to point out.
Yeah, sure.
He's saying, well, you can't name a skier. Every time the Bills play a team that we don't normally play. You can't name a single person on the other
team. I know.
That's a great point.
But I know the top guys.
252 WCBF.
Because they're in commercials.
We're talking about this Syracuse native. He was supposed to go to college at Syracuse to play lacrosse. He passed on that to go play college football at Nebraska and Oregon. Long story short, spent some time with the Giants last year on the practice squad. Tried to make the Bills. Got out of training camp.
Yeah, he's stuck in his chair.
The NFL league minimum practice squad is $234,000. The league maximum in the National Lacrosse League is $42,000.
Again, this food stamps.
Is online here, so... But it sounds like he is passing on money if he still, because I mean, if you.
So think about that. Mm-hmm. If you're the top tier guy, you're still below the poverty level.
No, 42 is above the poverty level.
Yeah.
Barely.
And Taylor, didn't he just say some guys are making like a lot more than that?
Yeah, like two dudes.
I don't know. It could be more. And again, like they might get sponsorship money outside of
what?
There are lacrosse teams in bigger cities than Rochester that maybe there's more opportunity.
Look, I'm going off of what was on the players' union stuff. So
I'm just saying
you ain't
like,
living large on
42K.
Well, yeah, no kidding. But no, but you know the poverty line's like $24,000.
This?
Kimmy, will you Google what the national poverty
line is? I thought
it
was like 40.
No.
Ooh.
No, and maybe it's like maybe it's in the low 30s.
Well, you're at 42.
Okay, no, I'm not saying you're getting rich. I agree with you. We're going
to get it around this town, baby. We're going out for champagne and caviar dreams tonight.
252 WCMF. Look, competitive people get this. Folks that are, you know, high level performers. Like for example,
like
Ben,
kettlebell guys.
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good.
What's up?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, growing up, I absolutely loved playing paintball. That was my jam. And there is a professional paintball league, the MXL. And if I could get to that level, I would gladly, I don't know if I'd quit my job, but I would take a pay cut to go play professional paintball.
Okay, but in this case,
I'm not
all right.
That good.
Hold on. In this case, this guy may be taking like a 90% pay cut. Legit. Would you take a 90% pay cut to go play professional paintball?
I mean, I'd still be making more than Tommy, so maybe.
You got to drag me into
way
this.
Way to bring it back around, buddy. Good job.
Because you're on the show, Tommy. Like, come on, man.
And you're ugly and stupid.
I'm not entirely sure how much those guys make off the top of my head.
The professional paintball players.
Yeah, it can't be that much. No. I mean,
probably get
the
sponsorship. Benjamin Moore, people like that, throwing some money in there.
Some of the guys own, like...
Well, I don't know. Who else is paying you to paint, shoot paintballs?
There are paintball companies, but I can't imagine anybody makes over, like, 60 grand playing
average
pro paintball.
Average annual salary is around $39,000.
In pro paintball?
Yeah.
Pro.
Because it depends on how many, like, tournament... It's, like, factors like tournament.
Yeah. By the way, you got to travel to these tournaments.
Yeah, you probably pay it out of your own pocket. Yeah.
Well, the team you play for usually pays for that.
Oh, yeah, they throw that money around.
Ben, good luck with your pro paintball career, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Go get your Ben paintball jersey while you can before it sells out. Where it gets really complicated.
What's that?
Is when a scenario like this, you know, he's really good at a sport that pays well and really good at a sport that doesn't, starts to show up in younger kids. Because when you think the best athletes in high school, you think quarterback, shortstop, point guard, like we said.
Mm.
But, Kimmy, we learned starting in the mid to late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best athletes in high school never got to shine in sports because they were busy skateboarding, rollerblading, and BMX biking.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Okay. That's one of those kind of off-brand sports. And they didn't get to compete through school in a lot of those, too. So, yeah, they have to go off and find a park to skate around or go to, like, an away tournament somewhere.
But, like, I can remember, like,
is that
never
what called tournaments?
Whatever it is. But, no, like, even kids that don't do it competitively, I can remember, like, a couple of kids in middle school, like, they never played organized sports and they were into skateboarding and stuff like that. And then we go play
or
pickup.
Or motor sports.
But we'd go play pickup basketball and it was like, holy crap! Yeah. Like, these kids are legitimate.
Beautiful bodies, tight clippers.
No, they were just really
coordinated.
Yeah, those middle school boys.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you were talking about.
No, I didn't
about.
Say clipper. Well, you want to talk more about the middle school boy?
Well,
clippers?
The boys have clippers, bro. I'll stand behind that statement.
The defense would like to rest after the prosecution read, the boys have clippers, don't they? No, I like, as a parent, if you have a kid, you know, that's a good hockey player, a good football player, but they enjoy doing this stuff more, right? Like, you know. You got a chance that your kid making the X Games, probably not good. Like, what are you supposed to do? Do you let them do what they love? Do you try and push them down a path where maybe college gets a little bit of money off? I don't know what to do.
Yeah, but that skateboard, you could really F yourself up.
Not like football or hockey.
Yeah, no, but try.
My daughter got helicoptered on Friday.
You can F yourself up in all those sports.
No, but like, you could do some wicked damage to yourself.
Wicked
on a skateboard.
Damage. Give me, that's damage in Boston. That's how bad it is.
Wicked, you know what?
No bus
damage.
For you. That's how bad the damage is.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is for safety, Tommy.
What's that?
Well, we've been told for years this has to get done to ensure that we know who is going through TSA at the airport, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's easy.
Check it out.
It's easy to forge documents the way they exist now.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a passport or a real ID, well, you won't be able to fly anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That is, unless you got a little something in your wallet.
This really pisses me off, man. I just went and did both of these things. And it costs you money and time.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So from 9/11 up until about a year ago, we were told that real ID was on the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the only way you would be able to fly in America.
Cross a border.
Yes, was with a real ID. So it kept getting pushed back. Finally, a couple of months ago, real ID.
This is the date.
You got it. So you would not be allowed to fly or leave the country without a real ID or a passport.
Right.
And then when they rolled it out, they were like, well, kind of, you could still fly domestically maybe if you have a regular ID. But that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Only for a little while because everyone's going to get a real ID. Except now. The TSA is proposing a new rule.
What's that?
For those that don't have a real ID or a passport.
I can't fly. I'm out.
Nope.
Wait, I'm still in?
You can fly with a regular ID
if
you give them $18.
Wait, $18. It's not like $100?
Not like $20.
It's $18!
Yeah, I don't even have to slip you a 20.
No, you'll get changed back. So there's not a lot of information, A, when the fee will take effect, or B,
how it'll work.
Why?
Where are you paying? Like, who are you paying?
Maybe it's a fee attached to your plane ticket.
It's got to be because when you fly,
right?
It goes right to the TSA.
So the TSA says the $18 you give them.
Yeah, what are they going for?
Will fund new identity verification technology.
Which they don't need because I just gave you cash.
Quote.
Well, I kind of thought that was the point of the ID.
No,
right.
No, Kimmy.
So why are you buying that machine if I could just, we should just go all cash.
Quote. Travelers without a real ID could join a program allowing them to use a biometric kiosk to pass through security. The non-refundable fee will cover a 10-day period. So it sounds like they're paying to use Clear. Are you familiar with Clear?
Is that like facial recognition?
You got it. So like if you have a passport and you're trying to get back through customs, you can pay an extra money to belong to Clear, pay an extra money, and they just scan your face and you just get to walk. You don't go through customs. But
All right.
So I have to give you $18 and all of my personal biometric data.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the stupidest thing. Explain to me why this is better than what's going on now, 252 WCMF.
Well,
it's
a bribe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm slipping you cash.
Give me money. So and you get on the plane.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
you
know, is that true?
Get $18, go.
Hey, listen.
I guess it pays to be a procrastinator.
Well, I don't know, though.
Scumbag.
What does a real ID cost?
So I just went and had one done. So you go down to the DMV, and you got to go through. So, but you had to submit a process because you can't just go to the DMV and get one.
Okay,
you had to make an appointment.
Okay,
so you had to find out where there are appointments, and then you had to go to that DMV. And then I said, "Was like $100 and something bucks?"
Okay,
but you just can't go and do it You got to do it online, then go down.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, so
passport is the same thing.
I don't know though, man. I mean, you're probably still saving money in the long run, paying the $100. I know it's a pain in the ass, but I don't know, man.
Well, it just pisses you off. Like you were told, you gotta go, you gotta go, you gotta go. So you go and do it again. Yeah, throw some money. It's a problem.
I mean, like this doesn't get more. It looks like a bribe than what this is.
And it sounds like you could get people on the plane you don't want on the plane that had $18.
You'd have biometrics.
But do they have that now?
I will read you the quote again.
Because they need these things.
Quote, TSA says the money would go towards funding new identity verification technology. Travels without a real ID could join a program.
Sounds like they don't have that machine yet. So what I'm saying is, if you're trying to keep bad people off a plane, all I need is $18 to bring the system down.
That's a valid point. Although I know they have those face scanners at Rochester.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, every time you go through TSA, they scan your face.
Yeah. So, I mean, unless it's the tiny airports that don't have them?
Could be.
But then again, I mean, if this program is for everywhere, couldn't you just slide the $18 at the tiny airport? Yeah. Like the one out in Dansville we were talking about last week?
Yes.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Again, the TSA is proposing a new rule for those who don't have a passport or a real ID, which we were told was required.
And I thought it was made to like help streamline the whole process of travel.
Apparently not. If you
it
have
seems like it would take much longer.
I just don't get why, if we were going to do this, you don't make this an option before everyone went out. And like you did, it got the real ID.
Yes.
Because like if you did it that way, okay.
Are they doing it because are there like just a ton of people showing up to the airport that didn't realize they didn't need a real ID still?
Okay,
so
but you
they're
won't
just
do
doing
it
to like help those people get through.
But you won't do it again. Like, I mean, look,
I know you're right. No, I mean, yeah,
it would
you
be
lose
like,
out.
It would be like arguing I didn't know, like letting someone fly to Europe when they don't have a passport because they didn't know they needed a passport.
So, like, I know with the real ID, all I need is you can go into Canada and Mexico with just a real ID.
Yes.
So when I get to the border, do I just slip the guard $20? And, hey, thanks, Tony.
So I believe
see you on the way
this
back,
works at
buddy.
The airport.
I'll pick you up some cigs.
I believe what is happening here, what we're describing with the TSA, is just for domestic.
Yeah. Okay.
Because when it comes to international border crossings, it has to be an agreement between the U.S.
Right.
and that country.
And you got to bring a lot more money. Them boys ain't cheap.
Let's just think about for a second.
All right, let's think.
If you're over the age of 35, you may have recollections of what getting on an airplane was like before 9/11, right? Because that would have put you at about fifth grade.
Yeah.
What it was to go through security and get on a plane in August of 2001 versus what it takes now.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Because all you had to do was put your bag through a small metal detector, and you were on an airplane.
Yes.
You could buy airline tickets in cash at a desk at the airport.
Yep.
And I don't think you didn't need an ID. Did you need an ID to get on a plane?
No, because I thought you could buy somebody's plane ticket at one point, right? Like it could have somebody else's name on it. Wasn't that a thing?
Yeah. So we did a promotion one time at the airport on the old CMF show where it was a flyaway, which means you entered to win, and it was a flyaway, let's say, to Vegas to see Motley Crue. So everybody came down there. We pulled two names, and you flew out.
In that moment.
Yeah, the winners flew out on the plane right then and there. You can't do any of that crap anymore.
No last-minute tickets like that.
Like, seriously, right?
No, like, here's your tickets. Yeah. Get on the plane.
And even if you could walk into an airport, right, and say, hey, I would, and you're able to buy a ticket one way somewhere in cash. Yeah. The amount of security that you would get walking through TSA, hello, one-way ticket I just bought in cash at this airport,
thing,
please.
You know?
Can you pay in cash? Can I pay in cash for a ticket at the airport?
Yeah, I guess you
could. Well, have you seen a cash register?
I didn't even, to your point, they might not even have a machine to print you out, like buy a ticket.
Well, no, they print you out the boarding pass when you get there.
Yeah, but you've already purchased the ticket. Okay. I'm saying, like, you're going to walk up, buy a ticket.
Yeah, cash. Straight cash, homie.
It seems like most airlines have moved to the cashless system.
Okay.
But there it says you may still be able to purchase to pay in cash for an airline ticket depending on the airport and airline.
Dansville, definitely still cash.
Yeah.
Definitely cash out there. All right. So everybody, here's what is really stupid about this.
What's that?
Right? Like, I get that the real ID thing was like 25 years in the making. Like, oh, it's going to happen. And it never happened. But in doing this 6 months after everyone had to have the real ID.
Yeah.
From this point on, when you tell people in this country that they're going to need this document, No one's going to get it.
Yeah, what's the rush?
Yes, because we all know that you're going to come up with something on the back end to accommodate people if I'm willing to give you $18.
willing to wait it out.
Yeah.
Ugh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.